Here is this line. President Prabowo Subianto has underlined his government's commitment to stop importing rice, corn, and salt by the end of 2025 as part of the push for food self-sufficiency. He noted at a cabinet meeting at the presidential's office in Jakarta on Wednesday that national food self-sufficiency could be achieved earlier than the initial deadline of 4 years. Indonesia's Ministry of National Development Planning has identified 3 key focus areas for developing halal products, as outlined in the 2025-2029 National Medium-Term Development Plan. Minister of National Development Planning Rahmat Pambudi noted in a statement on Wednesday that these areas include increasing halal product literacy, improving service quality, and strengthening collaboration in halal product assurance. That was Newsline.
Jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Ini asmaraku, ini asmaramu, tunggu makin sempurna.
It's like a miracle and it is more than just a physical attraction. If you know we're individuals, so we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me. And I'll be there for you and I know you too. And I love you, so the world is falling apart.
Kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu.
Who?
Kamu.
Yeah.
Kau adalah yang terindah, yang membuat hatiku terbahan. Cintai kamu takkan pernah takut. Kau simak salahku.
Here we go, to the first time, girl. But I want you to know you still rock my world. I love you too, girl. And I love you when you smile, you're so cute, girl. Hey, don't be jealous, but I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side. Say it's just a disaster. Can I maybe get started?
Yeah.
Service of Indonesia. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Here are three Chinatowns in Indonesia you can explore to experience the festive atmosphere. 1. Glodok. Glodok has long been recognized as one of Jakarta's oldest Chinatown. As Chinese New Year draws near, the area gets busier than usual. The vendors selling Lunar New Year ornaments line the streets, offering items to decorate homes, angpao trees, and cheongsam. You'll also find festive foods, such as the kue keranjang, or the sweet sticky rice cakes. Oranges, candied fruits, and various sweets and cookies. Glodok is home to Jakarta's oldest temple, the Dharmabakti Temple. Located in a somewhat hidden but easily accessible spot along the way to the temple, you can also find shops selling prayer supplies. 2. Pasar Lama Tangerang. A historic witness to the Chinese-Indonesian heritage in Tangerang. If you're looking for milkfish, a Chinese New Year delicacy, this is the place to go, offering a wide range of sizes. Pasar Lama also boasts the legendary NY Lao 55, Kue Keranjang and Dodol, renowned for generations. You'll also discover Boen Tek Bio Temple, the oldest temple in Tangerang, established in 1684. Don't forget to try the local culinary delights, such as Satayam Lilit and Tangerang Laksa. 3. Laysan. Here, you'll experience a different kind of Chinatown, tranquil and steeped in history. This area is perfect for those who enjoy peace and heritage. Laysan is home to Chinese settlement buildings that are hundreds of years old. You can not only admire them, but also stay in heritage. Accommodations, such as the Rumah Merah Heritage. Laysan also features Siu and Kiong Temple, the oldest temple in Laysan and Java Island. The temple holds a rich history of tolerance and harmony that continues to thrive among Laysan's residents. Want to know more? Watch the videos on youtube.com/itsvoidcast.
Kini bagaimana
Yes, well, listener, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia and Indonesia Today. And, of course, it's time for me to give you one of our quotes for today. First quote, yes. So, we've got a quote from Indonesia's second president, Suharto. He once said, "The attitude of surrender to God does not mean not wanting to work, but believing that God is almighty. The success or failure of what we do is God's authority." That's our quote.
Voice of Indonesia.
And it's a little gloomy if we're talking about our weather today. So, in Jakarta itself, we still have a gloomy days, but I hope it's not raining outside because my friend is going outside to have some lunch. Not with me, of course, because I'm going to be here to accompany you and bring you so many other wonderful information and also great music to listen. But before our wonderful infos, I think it would be much better if I gave you one wonderful song. This time is we are going to have a little nostalgic because I know this lady is a really, really good singer. She sang a lot of wonderful songs, especially for the youth. And this is actually one of her first single. It called Could It Be. Here is Raisa with Could It Be.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be something that I never had? Could it be love? Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love?
Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Once upon a time, the angels did bath here. In the legend of Superman then, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young pond. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated 2 worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tormented ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels stayed, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Tors Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Lake Kupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Lake Kupang does show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Lake Kupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Lake Kupang. Come to your true home. Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
listener, Rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make Rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of boom boom dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the boom boom dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Thank you. Lagi menyapa, oh dunia menyambutku dengan lagi cerah. Nyalakan radio, temanku cari info. Ini musim yang keren untuk menghitamkan kulit. Sunset menanti, oh, sunset menunggu. Yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk. Yuk, ke pantai yuk, ke pantai yuk, ke pantai yuk. Ternyata pacaran tak membuat kamu bahagia, jadi lebih baik ke pantai aja. Hidup selalu singkat, mari kawan kita sedikit nekat. Tinggalkan pacarmu, lupakan mantanmu. Sebentar saja itu takkan membunuhmu.
Christmas line. Deputy Minister of Industry Faisal Riza has advised marketplace providers to prioritize original local products to support the Made in Indonesia campaign. He made the statement considering that sales in the marketplace are still dominated by import products. This phenomenon is caused by the visibility of domestic products on various platforms, often losing out to similar imported products with cheaper prices. Indonesia Defense Minister Syafri Shamsuddin discussed cooperation in the field of defense with his Chinese counterpart Dong Jun in Beijing, China on Wednesday. In an official statement, Shamsuddin informed that he discussed several types of military cooperation that will be established with China. That was Nuslim.
Ditemukan dan dipisahkan.